in southern Anne Arundel County, the nearest hospital is 45 minutes away. And I was the only gay person that I probably knew to, like, Baltimore or Washington, D.C. So once upon a time, I went to college, and I met my first girlfriend my sophomore year of college. And we would hang out, like, midnight, 1 a.m., and sleep over and everything. And I text my mom, because she's my best friend, and she's like, "Where are you? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Mom, I'm still alive. I'm with so-and-so at, like, midnight, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, "Oh, okay." So a few months later, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I'm like, "Mom, I need some advice." And she's like, "My girlfriend broke up with me." And she's like, "Oh, I knew that." I'm like, "I didn't tell you anything. Like, how'd you know that?" And she's like, "Well, I knew you were spending the night at your girlfriend's house at 12 a.m. I'm like, something is not right here. So I'm like, "Okay, whatever." So fast forward to the summer. It was the summer, the day right before we went on vacation with 40 of us and our whole entire extended family. And I'm like, "Mom, I'm gay." And she's really drunk at this point. Great, great timing. And I'm like, "Mom, I'm straight as a steering wheel." And I literally drew it out. And she's like, "Oh." I'm like, "Yeah." And then she's like, "Shania Twain, I kiss her." I'm like, "Mom, you're pretty great." So that's my story.
I think that, Shania Twain is, like, omnisexual. I think that even the angriest wild animal would kiss her. Male, female. She's very attractive. All right. Our last storyteller is, and I want to give her a little shout out here. She's, we have our first intern. We've 10 years into the stoop, and we have this lovely intern who really wants to help us. And as mothers, Laura and I are mothers of children, which is not that scary. Actually, we're fine. And we work. And so we have this young woman in her 20s who has all this energy, and she's not yet jaded, and it's really lovely to have her support. So please welcome Brooke, and we want to say thank you again for coming out tonight. So here's Brooke.
Thank you. So I hate how I'm the last story, but I guess that's how it goes.
Do it.
So my coming out story is about coming out to myself, which I feel like is the hardest thing that I had to do. I was 19, almost 19 when I had my first kiss, and it was with this guy who lived on the same floor as me as my freshman year. And, like, I didn't like him. He was gross and disgusting. But, like, I went along with it because he was like, "Oh, hi, girl." And I'm like, "Hi." So, like, after months of, like, courting each other and doing all that kind of stuff, we, like, had a little thing for a couple of months. And then we went home on Thanksgiving break. And he randomly stopped talking to me. He didn't answer any of my texts. I didn't answer my Snapchats or anything. And I was like, "Okay, this is weird." So we got back to school, and he's like, "Yeah, this thing's over." I was like, "Cool, thanks. I didn't really like you that much." But I was, like, really depressed about it. So I went through my birthday and then Christmas, and I was like, "It's fine. I got this." And then I spent my whole entire winter break in this kind of, like, lull. And it was, like, really a dark period for me. And this is when I, like, finally, it was like, "Brooke, you're going to finish the Harry Potter series." Which is, like, something that I started and stopped, like, throughout my childhood, but I never finished. So I read the last, I believe, 3 books within, like, 2 weeks. I was, like, obsessed with it. And then what you do when you're obsessed with it is you go online and find YouTube videos of the actors talking about it, J.K. Rowling talking about it, all that kind of stuff. So I was watching Ellen, who was another love of mine from a very young age, talking with Emma Watson, because, you know, Emma Watson is gorgeous. So I was watching Emma, and I was like, "Oh, she's great, she's wonderful." And then in the sidebar, you know that you have this little video saying, like, what you should watch next. So I clicked on this, not even think about it, I clicked on this story of this girl who was English, she was British, I don't know. Her name was Lucy, and it was her coming out story. And before I even realized it, I've watched the whole entire video. And, like, at the end, as soon as the video ended, I was like, "Shit, I'm bisexual. I finally get it. And then I was like, had this like wave coming over me. I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Within then like the next week, I like told my friend, my like closest friend, and like ironically, she was talking about all these gay jokes beforehand. And then she's like, oh shit, I didn't mean to do that. Like when I told her, like bawling, like I'm bisexual, and it was turned out fine. But if I didn't have Harry Potter or Emma Watson or YouTube, I don't think I would ever come out to myself. But so thank you, the internet.